It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, last segment of the show, Pips in Pain, and
Pip,
what you got, a Charlie horse over there?
Yeah, in my friggin' foot, it cramped up.
From what?
I have no idea, but you know how, like, when your big toe, like, shoots over to the side and, like, pushes against the next toe and, like,
there's a muscle spasm? No, my big toe stays in place. What do you got migrating toes for?
You never had that?
Yeah, your toe's pulling the other ones?
Yeah, it's bone in the other one. Yeah.
Oh, toe babies.
Yeah. Oh.
That's how you get that toe jam.
You got bully toe.
Yeah, she's in a lot of pain over here. She's had back issues. She's had foot issues.
I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, she's a fucking mess. I know. It's shocking because she usually looks like the picture of health, but she's having issues tonight.
Everything hurts, goddammit.
You all right? You going to survive this?
Yeah. The spasm's going away.
Is it?
Yep.
I offered to help.
By conking me in the head to make me distracted.
Hey, listen, sometimes medicine isn't what you want, but, you know, you got to take it. Just trying to be a pal.
Someone in the chat saying, Pip's got bully toe.
Bully toe?
Yeah, my big toe is bullying this next one.
Yay! Oh, the toe's trying to run away.
Yeah, it's the little one that's supposed to go wee, wee, wee all the way home.
I did the ass play again today. Another hour. Every Tuesday is ass play Tuesday.
Wait a minute. Well, that's because I'm here.
No, you know, the workout. Fucking hour of fucking ass.
I didn't mean to give it away.
Here's what. I think this woman, she's a tiny little woman who leads this.
Right.
I think she likes the big black cock. I really do. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Wait, whoa. Wait, how did you draw that conclusion?
Because she's always focused on wanting a bigger butt. She's a little tiny white woman.
Right.
So I think she must have like a black husband or something. Because she does all these, it's like, I go home and I think my butt's going to be really big, but it's not. Most women are trying to reduce their ass.
Really?
I am like in a time warp here because I have always, even when I was much smaller, my Kardashian ass was always like following me around. And so I don't know why. When did it happen that was a desirable trait?
It is a desirable trait for a Latino man and African American man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I got skinny white boys that are like, oh my God, why are you bringing that tractor full?
Yeah, white guys traditionally do not like a big ass.
No. And so this has always been the bane of my existence.
But like that, there's no reason for 55 minutes of ass play. It's just all fucking ass exercise. I'm almost tempted to blow off Tuesday ass play Tuesday because I'm really not worried about my butt. I'm fine.
You don't want to be a Kardashian?
First of all, I think my butt's shrinking, to be honest about it.
Oh, well,
because there's so much work involved.
So you're going to, yeah, but you won't have old man flabby ass. At least there'll be a toned butt.
If I have flabby ass, it's because I sit. My ass isn't flabby. I think it's gotten flatter as I got older.
Well, that's an older thing, you know? Yeah. It's like, lose muscle tone, but if you're building up your muscle tone, it'll bulk up.
Oh, yeah. I'll break off a cock if it gets in my ass.
or a sweet low's nose.
Let's be honest. I'm one bad lawyer away from going to jail, so these are exercises I need.
What?
I do things.
Oh, I see. So, okay.
You know, if I get Rudy Giuliani representing me, I might go to jail. I'm going to need a tight ass.
Dude, can we talk about this for just a second?
Yeah, we could talk about it for just a second.
I mean, I just can't understand how you can sit with a straight face and say, that thing I said yesterday, I really didn't mean it.
I don't know. Go on some of my friends' pages. That according to them, I'm the retarded one.
What? but it was just like, I said all this stuff, and because I'm an expert, but the next day it's like, I don't know anything about this, and I might be wrong, kinda, sorta. It was so embarrassing to watch the dance.
Well, he said he doesn't have command of the facts yet, and I'm like, then why are you talking?
Then shut up.
Yeah,
shut your pie hole.
It's not like a radio show where you gotta fake it. We talk about shit we know nothing about. That's kind of the gig. We're not representing the President of the United States.
Right. I was like, then shut up.
And the thing is, the President's telling him to go out there. Rudy's not going out. It's a fucking shit show.
Get out there and say whatever you want. Oh, and now walk it back. And then say it again.
And then this argument that I like, too. The FBI's out to get the President. But the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, was appointed by the president. It's his guy. He fired the other guy. He put in his guy. So his guy is part of the deep state to get the guy? And then they got, well, you just believe everything you hear. They get, like, personal. I'm like oh,
no,
okay.
Okay.
It's like, I'm not making shit up here.
I just stare at the television and go, I don't even know where I am anymore.
It is fucking amazing.
It is.
I mean, you can't say that the whole FBI is out to get the President of the United States when the President of the United States appointed the guy he wanted to run the FBI. Unless you're just going to say, well, he doesn't know how to make a fucking decision to run the FBI. I mean...
It's circular. It's the circular
it's
reference.
It's ridiculous.
I actually look at the television and I go... But the emperor doesn't have any clothes on. Can anyone else see?
It just goes right to personal attacks with a lot of these people.
Yeah.
Oh, a demitard, a libtard. Oh, you're gullible. You're a beta. I'm like, these are just fucking facts. I'm not making the argument. I'm just watching the shit come from the administration. What happened? I'm not taking Rachel Maddow's talking points.
No. It's like, but it's. I just want to say to people, you can't seriously tell me that if that guy was wearing a blue tie, that you wouldn't be ripping what he just said to pieces.
Oh, well, yeah, like I said, I've said it from day one. This is a case of scamming because I've seen it with scam victims.
Yeah.
Anne Jackson's the perfect. Anne was shown fucking tons of evidence that we all laugh and go, how does she not fucking see? It's right there in front of her.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the evidence that Anne has been shown is not as clear as some of the stuff that's going on here.
Right.
So it is what it is. But anyway, Joe, do you want to add anything or should we move on?
Well, just see how everything falls out.
That's fine.
Meanwhile, the economy's doing well. We're making headway. We're taking a stronger stand in the country. So you want to let them look all they want. He's doing a fantastic job. That's who I voted. This is what I want done. You know,
that's not what we're talking about, though. That's I'm talking about these conspiracy theories.
Oh, the conspiracy theories? Okay. It all has to come out in the wash, you know?
I agree.
You don't know what to believe and what not to believe because everybody's got their own side. Everybody's adamant about their own opinion.
Well, the problem with Rudy Giuliani is he has every fucking side. Unfortunately, I think he's talking sometimes to hurt the president. When the president goes, listen, Rudy doesn't have command of all the facts, then stop having him give interviews, stupid. Stop.
Tell him to dummy up already.
But
yeah.
That's what I mean.
But then if you point that out to certain people on the right, you're the asshole. You're con. You've been snowed by shit. It's like, no, I'm watching him. He gave one interview in the middle of the same fucking interview, he contradicts himself.
You hear the brakes in his head screech to a halt and he turns around.
It's
embarrassing.
Yeah, he's another guy that needs to go away.
He needs to go.
That's how you know how bad it is for the president when he's trotting Rudy Giuliani. No, because Giuliani, when he wanted to be, not say he wanted to be Secretary of State.
Right, he did.
And Trump's like, no. No, Rudy, love you. No.
But no.
But things have gotten so bad, he's trotting Rudy Giuliani out.
I mean, why doesn't he get Christie in here now? Pull him in off the bench.
I'll tell you what, Christie can make a fucking argument.
He can make an argument. That's what I'm saying.
Christie is much more skilled than Rudy Giuliani.
Absolutely.
I mean, Christie's a fucking intelligent man that's still on top of his game.
Christie can make a great argument, too. Yeah, we were walking along the beach, and we all decided to just lie down on the beach that weekend when we closed everything on the Jersey Shore.
I understand that.
I know.
But
No. Do not get me wrong. I hate that Leviathan, okay? I despise him.
I hate that Leviathan.
That's fucking funny. I hate that Leviathan.
I'm not saying he's the guy I want arguing for me, but if you're scraping past the bottom of the barrel for people to make arguments, at least Chris Christie could make a coherent argument for you and could compel some people.
Listen, I saw him I was in a room when he was giving a speech, and it was before law enforcement officials. Mm-hmm. And he gave a great, really well thought out, very articulate speech.
Yeah, I mean, listen, a lot of people think he's full of shit, but he's a skilled politician. He was a skilled attorney.
Right.
And he's still on top of his game. Rudy Giuliani was a brilliant attorney.
There's something right now with every on each side. It's turning into a big thing of spy versus spy.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the consensus with the American people is you know what? If I'm getting more money in my paycheck, if the economy is moving, if we feel, you know, if we're taking a more position of strength in the world, if we're starting to make peace with our enemies, if we're trying to contain our enemies, who gives a shit?
Well, I think there's a lot of that. Although I'm sorry, Dad.
I don't want to interrupt, but on both sides of everybody looking into Hillary and now everybody looking at Trump, you think everything is getting just, and I mean both sides, both, you know, against the Hillary camp, against the Trump camp. Do you think things are getting like fucking silly now?
Yeah,
I do. But I think polls that I had seen shown, even though Trump's approval rating was holding steady on the issues and the outlook of the country, he was actually gaining in the polls.
Yeah.
And the most recent polls. I think pulling out of this Iran deal is going to hurt that, because 63% of those surveyed, and again, it's just a poll, wanted him to stay in. And here was the thing to stay in it. Whether you like that deal or not, it's irrelevant at this point. The fact is, Iran got all of the goodies up front.
Yeah.
So now just to pull out, well, now's all the shit that we wanted.
Yeah.
And by all the intelligence, they were complying with it. So we don't have a plan B. So it's just a bad fucking idea. If you want to improve upon it, which our ally said there's certainly room for improvement, that's fucking fine. I don't think you'd get an argument out of the left for that. There were weaknesses in that.
Yeah.
But you got to, in order to do that, you have to keep what you have and build upon it. I go, listen, your economy's still in dire straits. We're going to work with you more. We're going to encourage more business here. But listen, you got to stop funding terrorism in the region. If you want us to bolster your economy, you got to stop with the Hezbollah, this, that. You build on what you have.
Right.
Right. But I think when you do, sometimes in negotiation, it'll take a hard line, planning all the way to come back to the table.
But we don't have that yet, Joe. That's the problem. Right now, Iran can pull out and they can start the nuclear problem, their nuclear deal. That's
you
a problem.
I mean, we just did this today, but, you know, it's off the table, but in his mind, nothing is off the table. So we'll be back to the table with this.
I understand. You know what, though? We never came back to the table with TPP, and China's fucking eating our lunch now with trade in the Pacific Rim. We were supposed, you know, he's going to pull us out of that, and it's been well over a year. There's no fucking plan. China's kicking our ass now, gaining influence. So I wish I could believe you on that.
China was kicking our ass to begin with.
No, but not like this, though. We had agreements with all those countries.
Yeah.
So we were in the sphere of influence. We're not there anymore. He's got to address it.
No, we will be. We will be. We're still there. We're a very, very, very big consumer of their goods. Okay, and as a big consumer, that's still a main concern. So it's not off the table yet.
No, I understand that, but it's been over a year. And
I understand. You know what the thing? You know, things sometimes take time. You know, you get.
Well, I understand that, but you could be negotiating a better deal while keeping us in that deal.
Well, we'll see. We'll
All right. Let's do some. Speaking of people who are trying to negotiate deals, we'll do some scamming scammers.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
So when we last left off with Jane, things turned a little naughty.
Yeah.
She was asking for my picture. She really wanted my picture.
Really badly.
So, but what did she want to do with her picture? She wanted to release her vaginal fluids
on
my head.
Head.
Yes.
Yeah, you know. I know you have a lot on your head.
Not as much as I used to.
You know what? It sort of reminds me of that something about Mary.
Uh-huh.
When he had that, like, he was not going out with a loaded pistol, let's say. And he came to the door. He couldn't figure out where it went. And it was sticking off his ear. And she goes, oh, is that hair gel? You know.
Sure. All right. So shall we pick it up?
Yeah.
All right, Dateline, February 19th, 2018. She says, hi. I said, hey. She goes, I'm sorry for the other time. Where are you? I go, I must say it is creepy that, because remember, she's sending me pictures.
But.
And I go, I must say it's creepy that you have people's pictures on your phone ready to send to other people, especially when you're asking for mine. Remember, she's sending me somebody else's pictures.
Yeah, like, are you going out to somebody else then?
And here's
if you give her your picture?
And so she sends this picture, which I'm showing to Pip.
Oh, that's unusual. Can I see?
Yeah, she's got special effects on it. Yeah. I think Sweet and Low's in it.
I think Sweet... Is that what that little bump is by her butt?
Sweet and Low's right by her butt, sniffing it.
She looks attractive.
I go, where is that from? She goes, why all this silly question? I sent you a picture and you are complaining.
That's not complaining. That was asking where it come from.
Very defensive.
Well, yeah.
I go, it was a question, not a complaint. She goes, that's a silly question. I go, why is that silly? She goes, the question you asked me, where is that from? I sent you my picture and you're still asking me questions. This is a fucking guilty person.
Oh, yeah, no. She's got skeletons.
She needs a Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
But she's got the smoky eye already.
She does. I go, do you have a problem with questions? She goes, no, but the question is somehow like you don't trust me. Send your picture now that I've sent my own. I go, yeah, I know. It is almost like you had just lied or something. So weird.
Do you have yours ready with filters and stuff?
Absolutely. With Sweet and Love.
Yeah. What the heck?
Did you just fart? Joe?
No.
Oh.
Your phone just made a farty noise for us.
Sounded like you were doing some ass play.
No.
No.
No. Absolutely.
There'll
not.
Be no more
no.
questions. No.
Next, you in the pink tie.
That's a silly question.
Did I fart? Did you fart? Yeah, you know what I'm doing.
What?
Your old bit.
Oh, in the fucking car.
Did you fart?
No, I didn't fart. The paint's peeling off the car. The cows
are
about
dying
on
the side
of
the
road. Brown cloud over our head. Wow. Pip Helix just went back to classic Davin. A fart closing bit that I used to have, which probably has not been done in a decade or so.
I know, but I remember it well because when we switched acts, I did it.
That was a prime piece of comedy gold back in the day.
I thought it was hilarious.
I'm going to get on Leno with this fart bit.
Yeah, very funny. Davin's coming out. He's got a great fart joke.
Oh, my God, Joe, I just pictured you in a denim shirt.
Yeah, funny.
Yeah, it says Platsky on it. It's called Friday.
Yeah, and there's two of them, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She goes, that's my picture. And we send your picture now. I go, now I'm concerned you're a pedophile.
What? Because what?
Because of the picture.
Oh.
She goes, if you don't want to send me your picture, just tell me and stop complaining. I go, what are you going to do with it? She goes, OMG, why always with the question? You sucks.
You sucks.
I sucks.
So much so that you're plural.
Funny. I go, why do you always ask questions? She goes, is your picture money? I go, why do I sucks? She goes, you're silly life. I go, why don't you answer my questions?
Did she say, is your picture money?
Yes.
Is your picture money?
Because I'm not sending it to her.
Oh.
Yeah, like, why are we glossing over that one? All right, yeah.
Oh, that's true. Oh, she
They
just...
call me George Washington.
No, funny. She just snapped you good.
Yeah, well, fuck her. So I go, what do I sucks? She goes, you're silly life. I go, why don't you answer my questions? She goes, because it's always silly and stressful. I go, if my life is silly, why do you love me?
Yeah.
She goes, just go off me.
You heard
it. Alrighty.
I go, honesty is not stressful unless you have something to hide, Mr. President. Oh, no, that was me to Jane. Honesty is not stressful unless you have something to hide. Go off? Is that another way of saying coming on my picture?
You want to go off on me? Oh, is that what they say? Is that what the kids are saying these days?
Yes, it is. She goes, yes, I have something to hide. Thanks, bye. I go, goodbye, Jane.
Wow.
February 20th. She goes, hey. I go, hey. I go, hey, baby girl. She goes, how are you doing? I go, I am okay. How are you? She goes, I'm missing you. I go, really? She goes, yeah. Are you surprised? I go, yeah, I am. She goes, then I have say my mind.
You have say my mind?
Well, she works with animals, Joe, not English.
<All right.
laughs> She goes, how are you doing without me? I go, I am okay. Every time we talk, we fight, and you call my life silly. So I realize we are better off as friends instead of lovers.
Look at you.
Mm. Look at me.
Being all independent.
I am. You know what? I deserve better. I'm good enough. I'm handsome enough.
And doggone it.
People like me. Not on
like
this
me.
Show, but other places.
We've heard that
so
rumor.
The confines of the studios, I'm regarded as a nice man.
Yeah. She goes, you called me with a scammer and a prostitute. I go, I never. Oh, you called me with scanner? With scanner.
Scanner.
And a prostitute. I go, I never called you a scanner or a prostitute.
Scanner. I got a scanner. The cops are going somewhere on 2nd Street, and you're a prostitute.
Really? What does she mean?
You said you know what I do online, and you said I slept with the warder. The warden, remember? The warder.
She slept with the water?
The water, remember? In jail, I accused her of sleeping.
The water. The water.
Were you fucking H2O?
I know, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, she sleeps with the fishes.
I go, and the first thing you think you do is scamming. That says a lot. She went right to scamming.
Yeah.
She goes, that mean you don't believe me once. I go, what do you mean? She goes, you think I'm a scammer, right? I go, how about this? If you're a scammer, you admit it, and maybe I can help you.
Oh.
Ooh. I like the way you do it. You think I'm a scammer. All right. Hey, how about this? You call her fucking bluff.
How about this? Yeah.
I mean...
How about you admit it for once?
I'll help you. I'm a pal.
Funny.
She goes, you started your nonsense again. I go, and you're being nasty again. But you know what? You were right. I am sorry. A scammer gets money from people and fools them. You are not a scammer.
You, sir, are no scammer.
It's not the first time I've told a scammer they suck at their gig.
I know. And yet, sometimes...
You're actually heckling them.
Yeah, I am heckling them.
Scammer heckling. You're the asshole at table three.
I don't think I like that at all. She goes, kiss me, baby. And I give her a kiss. So she thinks I just paid her a compliment.
Oh, my God. How stupid.
Well, stupid enough, thankfully.
Yes.
She goes...
Kiss me, baby.
So I give her the kiss emoji.
Oh, cute.
And she goes, lips are dry. I go, wet them for me. She goes, you miss my lips, right? I go, I've never had them, baby. She goes, you should have, but you fucked up.
Oh, wow.
You know, just when things are going good, it's always hurtful.
Yeah, really?
I go,
she's playing a game.
I go, how did I fuck up? She goes, you're careless. You love the hookers, then me. You spend your money on them. I go, we were on a break. Bringing back the old friends card.
Yes, I love that.
God, we were on a break. Oh, God.
That's great.
She goes, stop saying that, Davin. We were on a break. You kissed me, LOL, naughty boy. I go, you asked for it. If I did not give it to you, you would have called me stingy.
Yes.
She goes, LOL, our break is over now.
Oh, it's on.
I go, are you asking to be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
February 21st, 2018.
Wait. She didn't answer you?
No, she did not.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, she had to get an answer from somebody.
Yeah.
Funny.
She goes, hi, sweetheart. I go, hi, baby. She goes, how are you doing today? I go, okay, how are you? She goes, I'm good, thanks, and you? I go, that makes me very happy, and I give her a smiley face. Then later on, she goes, hi, darling, how are you doing? I go, busy, 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 baby, how are you? She goes, I'm sweet for you. What are you doing that make you busy? I go, working, dear. She goes, comedy, or which work is that? I go, comedy. She goes, okay, dear, can I see your face, sweetie?
Oh, asking for the picture again.
I guess so. I go, over the weekend, we can video chat. Right now, I'm surrounded by people. She goes, I'm using a computer here, but I don't have a phone. I go, we can do it on the computer, Skype. She goes, this one don't have a camera, Davin. I go, I did not realize you had a Commodore 64.
A Tandy.
That's nice.
At least the woman used to call them realistic. For what I'm paying, it should be real.
Funny.
Nice.
She goes, what's that? I go, a computer without a camera.
Ah, yeah. Old school.
She goes, oh, it's old one I have. I go, is it a Commodore 64?
Is it two tin cans and a string?
Pretty much. Is it Joe's phone? She goes, I don't know, Davin. I go, should say so on the computer. She goes, Davin, when will you send your picture? It's been long since I see you. I go, when I can, doll. She really wants the picture.
Yeah, she does. And it's like,
fucking Google me, bitch.
Yeah, really. I mean, look on Facebook. Why is she just so, like, into that and won't do the work?
I think she wants to have pictures of me, like.
I know. And to use for what, though?
Scamming.
Yeah.
Or releasing on my head.
Hey, Pip, to answer your question, why she won't do the work, because she probably interacts with so many people that will get her out, get it out to her so quick, you know, because they're preying on lonely people.
Yeah.
So it's like, can I get a pill? Oh, yeah, of course, right away.
Right.
So when, you know, she's probably never had to get off her ass, so when Davin's going, well, why can't you get a picture? I don't get a fucking picture. Why am I going to, you know?
True. That's true. That's a good point. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
She goes, Davin, when will you send your picture? It's been long since I see you. I go, when I can, doll. She goes, okay, I'm planning to travel to you, dear.
Are you?
Nice. I go, fantastic. She goes, then you will know I'm good than those hookers. I go, you're more wild than hookers?
Sounds like a hell of a weekend.
Sounds like a hell of a good time.
Yeah.
She goes, I won't tell you yet when I get there, Davin. I go, sounds amazing.
Well, yeah.
Shit's about to pick up. Thank goodness. Yay! Yay!
It's like when you're in a seasonal business and you start to go, like when I was in a fence business and it was this time of year. All right, we're all full time. We got to work Saturday. Shit's going to be picking up.
I was just thinking that, you know how like guys talk about like different things that you can do to get, you know, women to spread their legs. She's just like, I'm coming to see you. It's like, oh, I feel his wallet unfolding.
Well, let's be honest. When you encounter fake Davin, you should want to spread your legs.
There you go.
And he should want to open that damn wallet.
Fake Davin's more dangerous than a red rat snake facing a 1-year-old.
Funny, but to the point.
He just wanted those beast-stunned licks, lips, you know, but instead he got snake-bitten lips.
That was a long way, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was.
Got snake-tied with that one.
Yeah.
She goes, sounds amazing. I go, sounds amazing. She goes, yeah, sure, dear. I go, good. She goes, then we talk later on. She goes, hi. I go, hey. She goes, are you still busy, dear? I miss you. I go, I am, baby. She goes, okay. Then later on, she says, hi. She goes, I'm missing you. I go, hey, baby. She goes, kiss me. Kiss me first. I miss you. I go, you kiss me, baby. She goes, mwah. LOL. How are you doing, dear? I go, nice, but your lips are just a little dry.
What is this chapstick obsession?
I don't know. She started it.
She did. She said, your lips are dry. It's like, what a strange thing to say. Like, you're cyber kissing.
I don't know.
Your lips are dry.
How about you suck my cocky, make my balls wet? How about we do that?
Well, you know what? Since you're sitting so far away from each other, why not?
Yeah, sure.
You can do whatever you want, and it's like your lips are dry? Fuck you. How about that?
She goes, how are you doing here? I go, nice, but your lips are a little dry. She goes, wet it for me. I go, my pleasure. She goes, where are you? I go, Ohio. I was driving to Kentucky. I was in the car.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well. She goes, what are you doing there? I go, heading to work. Can't be hookers and drugs all the time.
Although one may wish.
She goes, I hate to hear about this. I go, hun, I'm kidding, but I am heading to work. She goes, okay, heading for comedy, right? I go, nope. Male stripper.
No, you didn't.
I most certainly did. Fake Davin has a new job.
Joe, you were supposed to...
You're coming on that G-string in that fucking cowboy hat of yours.
Hey, the cowboy hat will come to good use, my friend. I'll be happy to be clothed with whatever I have.
Joe, it was your turn to keep him off the damn pole. Oh, no. What have we done?
Why, oh, no?
Because...
Fake Davin does ass play, too.
could you see at the club you had Magic Mike? Now you got Dashing Davin coming out. And we know he's coming out on stage because he just queued up an Aerosmith song.
I like it.
And here comes another trotting stupid out.
Well, I didn't like that. I like the image you were saying until you said a hurtful thing. Working hard to shake my tight little ass.
Hey, you
know, damn it.
You know what? He has his scarves tied around.
Yeah.
I like the way you hold my microphone.
That's not a microphone.
Well, you can talk into it. Get close. Your lips are dry.
Here, let me help you with that. Let me wet them for you.
Fake Davin's having a fun time.
Bandanas like a Pinocchio wearing a bandana.
After a lot of lies, Joseph. After a lot of fucking lies.
Oh, God.
This Pinocchio ain't a real boy yet.
That's funny.
Oh, God.
You want a Geppetto me?
You know, I think Geppetto was a pedophile.
You think? What do you think Geppetto's short for? Geppetophile, you moron.
Right.
Why do you think he made himself a little boy? Come on.
Out of wood.
Yeah.
Whose nose grows?
Exactly. That's good. Because, you know, as your ass gets used to it, you know, it stretches out, so he wants to have something all the time. Just good craftsmanship.
Oh.
I hope he turns into a real boy soon. I'm getting splinters, heaven. Blow me.
I have a great bar name. Geppetto's Pink Sock.
Ew. It's the name of a bad trivia team.
Lie to me.
I go, nope, male stripper. She goes, okay, dear.
Okay.
When will you want me to come to see you? I go, is that cool? She goes, what? I go, let's talk on Facebook phone and plan it, baby. She goes, yeah. Are you using computer? I go, now? She goes, no, baby. I go, okay, should we plan? She goes, okay, should we plan now? I go, what do you have in mind? She goes, when will you be free so we plan? I go, maybe tomorrow. I look forward to hearing your voice.
Wow.
She goes, you mean we talk by calling?
I go, no, we're gonna do it telepathically, stupid.
Joseph, no. Things are happening. Love is in the air. Don't be a creep.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you just have to use discipline.
Who knew it was that easy?
No fucking idea. I go, yes. She goes, okay, dear. I have to find a way to pay internet bill, but I can't wait to hear your voice, too.
Oh, here we go.
No. Just an offhand comment, Pip.
Uh-huh.
No.
Just moseyed right into that one.
Yeah, that happened. Conversation.
I want to talk to you, but I have to pay for my internet. How's that going to happen?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I go, baby, we can do it for free on Facebook.
Yeah.
We can talk. She goes, really? I never knew. I go, yep. Are you happy? She goes, yeah, sure. What about you? I go, very happy. She goes, okay, but what if it doesn't work? I don't want any disappointment here. I'm very now, though. I'm not feeling good.
What?
You heard her.
Sure, you said the exact same thing as me. It almost the exact same way.
I'll read it again.
Objectionable tonight.
I'll read it again.
Okay.
I'm very now, though I'm not feeling good.
Ah.
Oh, that's better.
You
okay.
Know, so maybe I sped through it.
Yeah.
Funny.
I go, what type of disappointment? She goes, what if work on work? Why can't, she's a graduate student. Don't they teach English when she writes papers? Do you just show how you hold a zebra's balls? I don't understand.
She's just used to talking to gorillas. She doesn't have to use the English.
Even Coco had better command of the English language.
And a kitty.
Obscure monkey references. That's what you can count on this show.
That's right.
She goes, what if work free on Facebook? I don't believe in that because I never used it.
I don't believe in it. It's magic, dark magic.
I go, you never went to the moon, but people have.
No. Hollywood trickery.
Part of the deep state.
Yes.
She go, okay, cool. Does it work on computer? I go, cool indeed. I have never heard you before. And yes. So what do you think, guys? Think I'll get a video chat? Or a phone call?
It's going to cost you, though.
It's going to cost you.
It's going to cost me a scarf.
Yeah. It's like the dance of the seven veils.
It is. And I brought 23.
As long as it covers the subject. I don't know. I'm thinking that you might just.
Things are moving fast all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden she's feeling lovey-dovey.
Yeah, I like when she's lovey-dovey.
Yeah, I like that better.
She's receptive to it. It's not like a very hard sell.
Receptive. Well, she's receptive to talking, and she's initiating the lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
So she's been pretty much receptive. So, yeah, I would think it could happen, sure.
Fingers crossed, kids.
I know. I'm looking forward to hearing her say something beyond just the, you're mad at me. You're with prostitutes. Oh, you don't give me money. Wait. I mean, this will be good.
We'll see if it happens. She goes, me too. I go, I'm sure it will make us closer. She goes, yeah, sure. I go, what are you doing today? She goes, my mind is not settled, but happy about the internet bill. I go, but you have money. Your parents left it to you.
Nice.
She goes, with the lawyer, he is in Canada where he had an accident. I go, he had an accident?
He got hit by a truck. Hey,
yes.
Sounds familiar, don't it?
It certainly does.
Oh, my God. Mummy.
Mummy.
Right, exactly.
Mummy Ann.
Oh, right.
I go, he had an accident? She goes, yeah, he had been in hospital over there. I go, what happened to him? She goes, LOL, he had an accident, Davin.
That just made it so much clearer.
Exactly.
Why don't you yell it at me, and then I'll hear it better.
I go, did he slip on a banana peel?
What did he have?
Yeah, did he?
I said, did he slip on a banana peel?
Whoop!
Yeah.
She goes, LOL, do you like banana peel? He had a car accident. I go, did he get hit by a truck while walking to the bank?
Good.
Well, I guess we're on the same plane.
Sure.
Little jokes for us. She
exactly.
has no idea.
I know who I'm writing for.
Yeah.
Right.
She goes, I don't know, but the doctor told me it was a car accident. Let's just pray for him. I go, tragic. I find lawyers and stepdaughters are accident prone.
Nice.
She goes, he had many operations. I go, a dickectomy?
Add a dick to me? Wait a second. So she just went over that whole stepdaughter thing. Woo, she just breezed right over that.
Yes.
She's so intent on getting her lie out that she completely avoided what you just said.
Yes, she
which
did.
A real girlfriend would go, pardon, what?
What?
You what?
And at this point, she changed the setting on my name. On Facebook. I guess you can change how somebody comes up.
Okay.
And now I'm no longer coming up as Davin. My contact name is My King. Finally, the respect I deserve. I no longer will be respond to Davin or Mr. Davin. You shall all call me my king.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh no, that's what you shall do. I do the dance with 23 veils. You shall fucking respond to me as my king.
Oh brother, I'm surprised you're not playing coronation music right now.
I know, I am too.
Sounded like that fart noise.
Yes.
With the coronation, we'd have your coronation. You know, like when you get coronated, they put a sword on one shoulder and then they move it onto the other shoulder to make your royalty. Me, I just slice it across your head.
Then how would people find you?
Oh, good. Right.
That's funny.
Prick. She goes, why don't you just take things serious for once? Is an accident something to joke with? I go, huh? What are you talking about?
Well, yes. Yes, it is. You obviously didn't hear our last segment.
And no kids are involved in this one.
Yeah.
She goes, your question seems unserious. Like, did he slip on a banana peel? Did he get hit by a truck while walking to the bank? Davin, please stop. It's his happiness or plan to have an accident. And not my happiness, too.
You should write it back. Well, the banana peel is just simple comedy 101. The other shit we're running.
I'm really surprised that she's actually catching some of this.
That's what she catches.
Yeah, no, I know. But the thing is that there's been some dumb bunnies that you've talked to that stuff went right over their head.
No, she's all right.
Because of language difficulties.
Yeah.
But she's catching this stuff.
No, she's
good. Oh, you're being a smartass. Good for her.
She goes, you misjudge me. I have so many friends and the stories are similar to yours. What I said was a common cause for these issues and the operation Dr. Hauser usually performed.
Doogie Howser.
I'm not backing down from this bitch.
No, you're in.
I'm not like, ooh, she caught me. What shall I do?
Oh, no. No, you're double down.
I most certainly. Yeah, I know how this shit works.
Yeah, we know how you work.
She goes, which of your friends on Facebook? I go, some. Why do you ask?
Oh.
She goes, I think you're comparing me with others, which I hate, and which I told you not to compare me with others. I'm for you.
Oh.
Maybe somebody is.
Look at that.
I go, not at all.
Don't talk about your other bitches.
She goes, cool. Why can't you just do the internet bill for me?
Well, that was subtle.
She's had enough.
Yeah.
She's had enough of my bullshit.
Yeah, look you.
I go, let's discuss that on the phone.
Yeah.
She goes, I told you, I don't believe in that. My mind will be at rest when I do pay my bill. Why can't you just do my wish, Davin? Please, it's for our good. I go, Google making calls with Facebook.
You're like,
I don't care. She's not that good. She's not that good because she's being blunt. And I mean, she's just like, she's getting frustrated and she's being blunt. You know what I'm saying?
Joe likes a little bit more finesse with his scamming.
Well, I think she's somewhere in between Belinda and Flory.
Yes.
Yeah, but Belinda knew how to play the game a lot better. But she's blunt like Flory.
Yeah.
No, Flory was just stupid.
No, Flory had him getting shot, and she's like, are you going to send me money?
That's beyond blunt. That's cold.
Yeah.
Although I like the business savvy.
Yes, yes.
I go, Google making calls with Facebook. She goes, how will I make call when I have not paid my bill? I go, you're on the internet now.
cheers to the painfully obvious.
She goes, yeah, sure, but I will. But I told you it will end today. Why can't you call now? I go, no, you just said that.
Yeah, she never said that.
You just got back to the USA. She goes, yeah, sure. You know what? Don't worry. I go, okay. She goes, you just don't want to show you love me. You always ask questions.
Why won't you just fucking be blindly loyal?
But you got to understand, you're frustrating the shit out of her because basically when she gets her other marks, they're going to send pictures, they're going to send the money, you know, they're going to do whatever she wants. You're just busting her balls. She's like, what the fuck? Just give me the money. Am I wrong? I mean, you can hear the frustration in her voice. Will you just give me the fucking money? What the fuck? You know, I got to find a picture. You're trying to get me, help me better myself. I don't want to better myself. Why can't you be like these other people I'm fucking over?
Just bent over already.
Yes, you're frustrating the... It's hysterical, don't get me wrong. You're frustrating the shit out of her.
Well...
What? I love the way...
Well, no.
I love
in my defense,
so
if she wants to come on my head, it's going to cost her.
Oh, wow. No, yeah, everybody's got that price.
Sure.
When did you get scruples?
Now.
Oh, okay.
I go, not at all. She goes, cool. Why can't you just do the internet bill for me? I go, let's discuss that on the phone. Oh, I did all that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I tell her you're on the internet now. She goes, yeah, sure. I told you. It will end today. Why can't you call now? I go, no, you just said that. You just got back to the USA. She goes, yeah, sure. You know what? Don't worry. I say, okay. She goes, you just don't want to show your love for me. You always ask questions.
Right.
I said, I told you how we can talk, and you flipped out. Maybe you're on your period.
Oh! Oh! Oh, no! No! No!
Frustrating the envelope and shit. Look, I'm a co-host on the show. I have no. I'm getting frustrated at this. I'm on your side.
I don't think Pip is any longer after that. Pip is upset.
No. No, I hate you now. I hate you for saying
took
that.
Took this long?
Yeah, it took a long time, but I'm there.
I've been working
Pip's
at it.
Pip's ready to cut her a check just because she feels bad.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, no, I'm writing the check now.
What's wrong? What?
What?
Why?
Oh, honey, why? Why are you upset? Ah!
Girls don't like that?
They're absolutely maddening. Don't get me wrong. It's funny, but, you know, being a devil's advocate, and like I said, she's not used to having people. She's used to getting pictures. She's used to getting money. She's used to people fawning all over her. And you're just contradicting everything. It's hysterical because you're taking a scammer that sits there and tries to fuck over people out of their money, I sound like the intro to the clips, but out of their money, their lives, and stuff like that. And you're sitting there and you don't realize what you're doing. You're taking this evil person and you're frustrating the living shit out of them.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
You know, maybe you are King David.
I am King Dad. Thank you, Joe.
What? Take that back.
Nah, funny.
She goes, I told you when we, I go, you, I told you when we talked and you flipped out. Maybe you're on your period. And she says, how do you think she took it, Pip?
Not well.
Well, if it's a woman, she wouldn't take it well.
Right. If it's a guy, she'd be like, oh, shut up.
How do you think she took it, Joe?
Not well, no.
She goes, fuck your dick. Oh, Pip's cheered.
Good girl.
Oh, look at you, you fucking turncoat.
No. You know what? No, you deserve that. Fake Davin totally gets that.
No. Yes, no, totally. No. Fake Davin's a hero.
No, Fake Davin just went, he pulled up the period card. Now he gets what he gets.
Oh, whatever.
Well, Davin's a hero, depending on what camp you're sitting on. I mean, if you're sitting on the show camp, yeah, if you're sitting in the scammer camp, yeah, you're a fucking asshole.
No,
connect, too. Yeah.
No, this is totally about XX chromosomes now. This is like, no, you get yours.
Pip's jumping ship over to the female side.
I never trusted that Pip Helix.
What? You didn't realize I was on the female side, Joe?
You're letting estrogen get in the way of your allegiance to the show, Pip.
Thank you, Joe, for calling her and her eggs out. Thank you.
A spade is a spade. You know what I mean? She's trying to.
Let's not bring race into it.
Really?
That's funny.
Yeah, nobody knows that I'm secretly black. But yes, I'm thinking with my ovaries. Do continue.
She goes, fuck your dick.
That sounds painful.
I go, that seems a bit harsh.
Fuck your dick.
She goes, okay, we will call tomorrow as you wish. I go, you just told me to fuck my dick.
I'm still stuck on that.
You fuck your dick. Pick up the phone.
She goes, you just insult my period. I go, I did not!
Can we stop right there?
Yes.
We always have a wonder if who you're dealing with, if you're dealing with a woman or a man.
Mm-hmm.
In this instance, Pip, maybe you'll agree, he is flat out dealing with a woman.
Joe, you totally called it. I agree.
You know, because a man wouldn't get that pissed off. You're making fun of my period. A man wouldn't get that pissed off. It would be like, okay. But a woman, for everything you women go through, it's like no matter if it's a scam or it's not, hey, fuck you, man. You can't see the shit I go. You know, you're dealing with a woman, dude.
Yes.
Well, that's comforting.
Especially
since she wanted to release on my head. I feel better now.
Yeah. At least if you're going to get the bukkake treatment.
It's from
you
a woman.
Who it's from.
Right.
She goes, you just insult my period. I go, I did not. I'm sure your period is strong and red.
Oh.
What? What? We're having fun.
Oh, nothing whatsoever.
She goes, you just insulted me again. I go, I don't understand. I said you were fertile. Heavy flow.
Can we stop again? This whole scam thing, a flag has been thrown. No. I'm not a scammer. You don't run a show. No, motherfucker. You got some. you just transcended the whole deal. Where now it's personal. No, well, I want you. No, fuck your money. You got some fucking pair of balls. So yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like I cut her.
Yes.
You just dropped the whole I'm a scammer. You're a moth thing. Now it's personal. Stop right there. You got some pair of balls.
Oh, yeah. She's taking off her hoops. She's pulling off her shoes. Yeah, she's like, oh.
Grab the wall. We're going to stop this whole thing right now. Where the fuck do you get
that bone's coming out of her nose to beat me?
Right. Oh, God. You could just see her sitting there livid, which is a good thing. It's a good thing.
It's good because, you know what? If she gets mad enough, she might spill some interesting beans.
So you like my play?
Oh,
no, but yes.
Well, yeah, drop the estrogen, sweetie, okay?
I can't. If only I could. It's packed in there.
Yeah. Hysterical.
See, as I said, I don't understand. I said you were fertile, heavy flow.
You were being nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Somebody understands my king.
You're kind of like a doctor, the way a doctor would say, kind of clinical in a polite sort of way.
I'm being a pal.
There you go.
Talking about foot.
Actually, heavy flow is not a desirable trait.
I understand, but she's fertile. She's not dried up like her lips.
Right.
Right.
She goes, Davin, did you get to work? I go, no. She goes,
wait, what?
Yeah,
wait.
She's off that.
She's off that already.
She's off that.
Wait, and there was no span of time.
No.
She just immediately said, okay, next topic.
Yeah.
Well, you got to understand something. Like, look, we've all been a customer service at one point. You get an irate customer, you know, you take that breath to calm down. And
right.
You get back to work, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You know?
She collected herself.
All right, look. About the, yeah.
That's true.
I certainly distracted her, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You distracted me.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
She goes, Davin, did you get to work? I go, no. She goes, okay, what have you eaten? I go, coffee and gum. How about you?
What have you eaten? What is she, your mother?
The scammers always ask what they eat.
Yeah, Nana. I had some coffee and a sweet roll. What's your point?
But I don't tell them I eat a lot. I didn't tell her I eat a lot because I don't want her thinking I have a lot of money.
Right.
She goes, I don't feel like eating. I go, what do you feel like doing? She goes, I don't feel like doing anything. I'm tired. I go, are you going to sleep? She goes, very soon. I go, shall I let you go? She goes, let's still chat. I go, okay, as you wish. Then she goes, I'll text you later. I go, are you going now? She goes, yeah, I want to sleep. You can send your picture now. I go, sweet dreams. And there we go.
Oh, wow. She's giving you homework. Yeah, I'm going to go lie down with a hot water bottle and some Midol.
So what do you guys think?
I think you pushed the buttons. I think that she's a woman. I think that she lost it. Like I said, in that one volley, I think she kind of slipped and, you know, leased into you, not as a scammer, but just as a pissed off woman where you got your, you know, one hell of a nerve. And I, you know, I think that she still thinks she can get some money out of you.
Well, I've given her no reason not to think she can get that. I'm just going to make it very hard for her.
Yeah, well, you gave her no reason. You gave her a lot of exception, though.
What do you mean?
Well, just, you know, everything she's asking for, you give an exception to. I want the money. Well, why can't you do that? Well, could you just please send me the money? But, you know, it's, everything is met with a question or an objection.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I'm a pain in the ass.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, you got to base fake Davin on reality. You know, she didn't seem to have that much of an adverse reaction to my new job.
No, because a job means income, and income means something to try to get, you know, to get out of you.
I honestly don't think that she believed you. No.
Pity.
No, well, I mean, because she...
She hasn't seen my picture. I could be a male stripper.
Oh, no, my point is that she's not as... She, you know, like, she got the thing about the banana peel. She knows she's catching some, not all, but she's catching some of when you're being ridiculous. And so she just figured that you were giving her, like, a throwaway line, like, oh, I'm going to be a male stripper. And she's like, oh, okay, jackass, this is what it is today. But she's I don't think she believes you that's your job.
That's her prerogative.
Yeah, no. And
she doesn't believe that you can make phone calls on Facebook.
I don't believe that can happen. It's like... What do you think? I'm talking about elven magic? I mean, of course she can.
Elven.
I don't know what she's... What's her problem?
Many. Well, I'm probably one of her biggest ones.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I like this fake Davin. This fake Davin character is evolving as well. Is morphing.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of her big American hemorrhoid, but...
Hey. I prefer my king, not my hemorrhoid.
Yeah, well, you don't know what she calls you behind your back.
I don't know what you call me behind my back.
My big American hemorrhoid. My work husband. Your name is mud around the internet cafe.
You know, I got an observation in the fact that you remember when the Belinda story ended, when the Belinda character, so Davin must have been sold, and the Belinda character was playing a lot more hardball.
Yeah.
Totally take a different tack. I feel that Jane is under the same hard-nosed tact that whoever became Belinda was at the end of that run.
I don't know, because I don't know if you remember, but we had kind of decided that at the end of the Belinda that he had been traded to a guy.
I was dealing with a guy.
Because he wasn't even having any of the flirty nonsense. He was just like, where's the money?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, baby, where's the fucking money?
It wasn't our dear sweet Belinda.
No, it wasn't
right,
at all.
Right, right, right.
But it was still around on Facebook.
Right, and it was a guy. And the one difference, you know, the one difference is that Davin could have said that stuff, and if it was a guy, you know, he wouldn't take it so personally. But you could tell that this is a woman. Jane is a woman because how personally they took the period remark.
Yeah.
It's also very interesting. She wants to have a phone call. She wants to engage in some, like, cyber sex type stuff.
Yeah.
It's a different tact.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe it's a horny woman.
But the thing about it is, if she drags you into a phone, you got to remember this, if she drags you into a phone call, it's getting a lot more personalized. If she involves you in with some internet sex, it draws you in. She's bringing you into her web, where she could probably get more influence over getting money, because now it's getting more personal, more chance of getting money. So she's reeling you in. You're not going to be reeled in because you're smart and you know what you're doing, but for somebody that doesn't have the expertise or not doing this for an entertainment value, they could be easily reeled in if this was a real, you know, a real life situation.
See, but I don't know how she could gather that she's getting me in, because I'm still a pain in the ass like I've always been with her.
But she is conceding to a phone chat. She is conceding to sex talk, so that is...
It's not conceding. It's her idea.
Well, that's the thing. It's her idea to try to reel you in.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people want to have phone sex with me. I think that's it's a natural thing, and, you know, she fell victim to my masculine wiles.
You know, you're both trying to reel each other in is essentially what's going on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Actually, I've tried to get rid of this bitch, and she won't go.
Yeah, you said, okay, get the step.
I think we're better off as friends than lovers, and she wants to stay.
She's like, hi, baby.
We're no longer on a break.
Like you came back for, it's like college, where you took a break during the summer, and it's like September now, and you're back in each other's arms.
Yeah, really. She's the summer romance that won't stop.
Well, yeah. She has a heavy flow. I don't know how interested I am.
Oh, I can't believe you went there.
Why?
Oh, you don't. You just don't.
Of course not with a real person.
Up right there, and you know, and like I said, Pip's a woman, and look how, you know, look how hard that's hitting, and that's why I am saying that Jane is a woman, because Jane got pissed off. Pip is just as pissed off from that woman's perspective. A guy wouldn't. You say that to a guy, we don't know what that shit's like. We're not going to react that way. Right.
I think it was a brilliant move by my part, if I do say so myself.
Okay, and, my king.
And I say, fuck your dick.
Thought we were all just having fun. What? I said you're fertile.
Oh, my God. I know. When you're playing, like, what? I don't know what you said. Why are you so upset about it?
Thought we were just having fun.
Yeah, we're just playing around. Oh, no. Fire.
So I guess we won't do it next week because you're out next week.
Yeah.
The question. So next week we got Dave and Heather will be playing the part of Pip Helix.
You know what? I'm glad it took two to replace me.
It does. Dave Harris and Heather Height will be in. Then the following week we got Russ in studio. So the question is,
nice.
Do we want to do Ann Jackson with Russ or do we want to do something else? Because
we should play a game. with Bess.
Well, we're going to do we'll do a game next week, so I guess we're going to do games for a couple of weeks.
Right. Yeah, because remember, I figured out that Name That Orgasm for...
Yeah, we could do Name That Orgasm, yeah. And maybe next week we'll do a little Savage Medicine, Joe. I think you got that ready to go.
That's doable, yeah.
Right. Actually, I should make Joe fucking invent games. He's got free time on his hands. That's just a fucking week.
Believe me, I've got enough to keep me busy between the day program and our project and the show. So I even though we're in there, I'm like, I got a full agenda of shit I'm doing during the day.
I'll talk to the judge.
Joe, I just have to ask you one quick question. At your day program, not this past week, but the week before, were people exceptionally nasty?
No, not really.
Really?
Why?
Well, we just had a run of, just everybody bring your nasty to work day. The people I work with, but the outsiders that we had to deal with. It was like, Jesus Christ. And I want to say everybody was on their period. So mean. So mean.
Well, I had during the day program, there was a job quote, and the two people that usually assist me on the line that I have,
right?
They're getting into a pissing fight over who's doing what and this, that, and the other thing. I'm in jury duty, actually trying to be a jury on who's doing what, and then I'm like, did anybody get the guy his quote?
See,
oh yeah, that.
Oh, the actual work stuff. Oh,
yeah,
oh.
And then my regional manager quit. Yes.
Oh,
was thrown in the mix.
Oh my God.
So So it's, and he was a really, he's a, as a matter of fact, I talked to him today, but a really good guy. So I'm doing all this sitting in a holding room at the court, so it's been a laugh riot.
Wait a minute. Don't compare laugh riots with me when I'm on the rehab tour.
right. Yeah.
I go and visit my brother, and this is just like, I guess that there's a little bit of a silver lining here, but my good friend from my old day program had a stroke, and
yeah,
he's not that old of a guy, and in the weirdest coincidence of all time, he got transferred from the rehab he was in to the same one as my brother, same floor.
Oh, funny. We could write a sitcom. They could be wacky roommates.
Almost.
Call the show Stroke.
What?
Call the show Stroke.
Instead of the show that you're working on.
Oh.
We could call it Stroke of Luck.
There you go.
Oh.
I should have said, what a stroke of luck.
That's so terrible. I am going to hell. Don't look at me like that, Davin. I know I am.
We're not going to hell. We could skip the Get Acquainted party and just start the show.
Satan used to be a big fan of the show.
Yeah, we won't, believe me, we won't need name tags.
No. Everybody there will know.
Yeah, but I better not get a call from Lucifer looking for you.
Yeah, where the hell is he? No pun intended.
Oh, sorry, Satan. I got confused. I'm on the River Styx. I'll be right there.
Hey, you'll never make it.
Turn around.
Go to hell. Well, I mean, you're here already. Go to the part that I have you with Joanne.
Oh,
she's an angel. She's going to heaven.
Yeah. 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 She's told me that.
Somebody should.
Yeah.
What would be your hell?
Just lived it for 19 years.
No, but I mean, like, as a comedian, what would be your hell?
Oh, God, stuck at an open mic with 73,498 comics, and you're 7,380 waiting to go on. How long is the show before I go on? Eternity.
That's funny. What's your hell as a comic, Davin?
My hell as a comic?
Yeah. What would be, like, if you're going to go to hell and they're going to torture you as your life as a comic, what would be it?
20,000, performing for 20,000 senior citizen religious Jews that if the gig doesn't go well, I don't get to go to heaven. What?
You're not gonna laugh because you just gave the MO of an audience that's gonna sit there and judge.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're gonna do. Yeah. And being Jews, they've seen funnier Jewish comics.
Oh my God.
That's pretty hellish, right?
Yeah.
Very specific.
Yeah, Very specific.
And I have to do 3 hours.
Clean.
You would if I was coming to the gig.
No, I wouldn't say, fuck this guy. Show's over.
Give me all the money.
Yeah, it has to be like for a very long amount of time.
Yeah.
It would be eternity. This is what
yes, it's eternity. Yes. It's yes. Eternity. So as Joe would say, dogs are funny.
Dogs are funny.
Oh, yeah. No, that would be terrible.
I've done similar gigs.
We're spelt that way.
Oh, no. I think that, well, now since I haven't done it in such a long time, the whole idea of somebody, like, saying, oh, why don't you go up and do some time? It's like, I think I'm going to vomit and then lick it back up.
That wouldn't be helpful.
Oh, no. It would be terrible right now.
You should write in case that happens.
Yeah, like, I have to have an emergency, like, a routine.
Everybody should have a tight five ready to go. Everybody should have a tight. It's the same thing when you go to a ball game. Why do you wear the uniform? In case they need somebody.
I'm old. I don't have a tight anything anymore.
Well, you should do 55 funny. Minutes of ass play.
That's hysterical.
Ass play Tuesday.
In my wallet, I keep a five in there, just to refer, just as though what I said, if I ever had to do a tight five, I keep it in my wallet.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm damn serious. I keep, just in case, if I'm hanging out somewhere, some, you know, like, if I'm doing a show, something like that, hey, Joe, you want to go up and do five? And I just pull that out, or do this, and this, and then, yeah, y'all go up.
So, like, normal people keep, in, like, an emergency condom in their wallet. You keep a tight five in
he
your wallet?
He knows he's unfuckable.
I'm a comic. I'm not a civilian.
That's true.
I'll get a bitch pregnant, but I'll be prepared for comedy. He'll always be prepared. I am. I got my five.
Well, you know where I put my stuff. Listen to track one on the CD.
True.
And let's be honest. If he puts his five in his wallet, chances are he left it along with his little purse in a parking lot somewhere. So it won't do him any good anyway.
And a right. And a left. And a right. And a left.
Down goes Curry.
Down goes Curry.
Well, that's better than DJ Khalid.
Yeah, right.
What happened to him?
That was the guy that won't go down.
What?
He won't go down on his girlfriend.
How does that become public knowledge?
Because he said so. He said the man. Well, this kind of ties in with your thing as the king with our girlfriend here.
Our girlfriend, we're sharing her now.
Yes.
Don't like that at all.
Her bonded.
Yes.
She bonded over the period thing.
We did. He said in an interview that the man is the king and he shouldn't have to go down. He doesn't go downtown, but she should and should never say no.
Well, I like that.
He'll never gnaw a box.
No, never gnaw a box.
I get it.
What?
I get it.
What?
It's a lifestyle choice.
It's your house. Out!
Leave!
Leave!
You shall munch rug.
I'm sorry. I can put up with the period jokes, but you have to gnaw a box or out.
I've never gone down on you. Why are you so fucking upset about this?
No, I'm just saying as a general rule.
I'm just saying it's fine for him.
No, it's not. He expects her to do it,
won't I have a bigger problem with the fact that he calls himself DJ Khaled. What are we, 1987? You got to put DJ in front of you? That's what I'm offended about.
I'm offended
yeah, really,
that he
called himself Jazzy Jizzy Jeff.
Funny.
I'm offended that he drags his kid around and carries it like a little dog in a purse everywhere he goes.
All right, so then going down, not that big of a deal. And the list of things that's offensive about him, fucking relax.
I don't think that I would want him to do it. I just think
so
that he
why
should.
So then why do you care?
Because it's ridiculous.
Why? It wasn't that known that like brothers won't go down on unless it's fried? Wasn't that the fucking joke?
Funny.
I didn't know that. And then why is everybody trying to get a big ass for them? No.
To be fucked in it. You need more cushion. That's why you need 55 minutes of ass play. Ass play Tuesday.
Ass play Tuesday.
You know, some people have like double play Wednesday. We have ass play Tuesday.
Nice. Well, if I'm around.
I don't know. It's a personal choice. If his women aren't complaining, what do you care?
I just think it was a ridiculous thing to announce and expect. What did he expect people to go, yay, all hail?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on the woman.
I guess it does. But
listen, if it smells like ShopRite, like at 2:30 a.m., long after the seafood department's closed down, you can't blame DJ Cal. What do you want from the man?
And I can relate because I've been at ShopRite late where the seafood department's closed down.
Yeah, so, you know, Lemon won't even help that.
No.
Well, you know what? I don't want anything from him, particularly not that.
So then what's your problem?
I just think that it's a ridiculous thing for him to say and demand and not reciprocate.
Well, we know Mr. Helix comes up with a glazed donut face on occasion. I think we've learned that.
Hysterical.
Not for Mr. Helix. It's not a fucking privilege. It's a duty.
If we learned everything tonight, Mr. Helix Norsbach.
Yes,
we
have. That's not it.
Yeah, that is
it. Oh, no.
Mr. Helix Norsbach.
No, that is not the title of this segment.
Well, it most certainly should be. See, that and periods are all you're passionate about.
It used to be all about my ass. Now it's all about...
You're evolving.
I'm revolving.
Step across the tank. The
got to build a wall across that tank. People are going back and forth.
It's going to be a wall. Pip's going to pay for it.
I'm not going to be the one paying for it.
Mr. Hillock's trying to migrate to the ass. Not going to happen. People are saying we need a bigger wall across that taint. A big, beautiful wall across that big, beautiful taint.
It's going to be the biggest tainted wall. Yes, it's going
to be. I picked the best taint.
We're going to put solar panels on the taint. It's going to heat up her whole body.
We're going to put the National Guard on that taint.
We're sending the National Guard to Pip's taint.
There's a caravan coming across.
The caravan's coming from South America or her calf. Working its way up her thigh past the Rio Grande.
I think that we're getting reports that the caravan is either by her belly button or her asshole. We'll keep you posted.
Breaker, there's a drone above Pip's taint.
This is a no-fly zone.
Stiff winds.
Please be a no-fly zone.
We're counting a headwind by her ass.
Now that was a fart.
I will use the same lie that Joe did. I did, for the record, I did not fart.
I did not fart.
I mean, oh, gosh. Why do we get into these conversations?
That was you.
But we brought, but it came up.
No. You brought up DJ Khaled. Nobody knew what the fuck it was.
You didn't? Joe, you didn't know about this?
No.
Oh, okay.
Joe's doing serious judicial work.
Yep. Because The Rock answered him back.
What'd The Rock say?
The
if Rock- you smell a little, what the...
The Rock is farting.
No.
I smell with the rock.
But the pussy's cooking.
No, he just said that, you know, he's proud to do every job well.
Why is The Rock answering that?
I don't know, but I thought it was a great answer.
The Rock says.
It was funny.
All right. So you know The Rock will eat some box.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you start dating a guy.
Yeah.
And you start liking the guy.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, it's game over.
No, we're gonna. That's just the first volley in the haggling.
Really?
You're not trying to buy a fucking rug at the bazaar. What the hell's going on?
No, we're negotiating this point.
Negotiating?
Yeah.
What are you, Trump in North Korea? What the fuck is going on?
There'll be no box snoring.
All right, so you're going out with a girl, and she says, "I'm never going down on you." Game over.
No, she's going to fuck me. I don't give a shit.
Really? Never, ever. You're never getting blown again.
She said she's not going down on me. Doesn't mean other women won't go down on me. You really have to look at opportunities, Pip. You really... you're getting stuck in your box. You need to think outside the box.
I can't think outside the box tonight for some reason.
That's funny. Funny.
Think outside the box.
I'm thinking outside the box.
Well, stop thinking inside the box. Get away from that.
I don't see problems. I see solutions. Her name is Jezebel. So Margaret won't suck dick, but Jezebel will. So I'll fuck Margaret, and Jezebel will suck my dick. Everybody wins. Margaret's not doing shit she doesn't want to do. Jezebel's happy. I'm happy. Where's the harm?
Well, maybe
that's good time management. Yeah, that's good.
Joe, I'm giving people jobs. I'm a job creator. That's what I'm at.
You're a blowjob creator.
That's a job's a job, Joe, in this economy.
Yeah. Is that a desirable job, or is that a long-term job? Is it a well-paid job?
I'll tell you what, this conversation is making my unemployment rate rise.
and anything else?
Well, yes, Joe, that was a metaphor. Thank you.
I don't care what kind of medication you take.
Thank you, Archie Bunker.
Good night, Nana.
No, I mean, I don't think that's a deal breaker. I mean, I dated women that wouldn't have sex for a long time.
Yeah, I know, but that was when you were younger, and it's like you're getting to know each other and everything. But I'm
five fucking years. Suck it. I mean, fuck my dick. She didn't. It's okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm saying that. But he's talking about like his wife. He won't.
Who knows where she's been?
Like, he better know.
Well, you don't know. Nobody knows.
Well, then that's his problem.
You buy, every time you get a person, it's purely on speculation. It's not like there's a real valid Carfax that you could fucking look up. You're taking their word. Everybody should have a Carfax. That's what it is. You fucking, when you get them naked, on their ass is the Carfax, their whole fucking history right there. You can see if they've been rear-ended or not. This is shit you need to know.
What are you going
to
do? Like, you scan?
You just wrote a great bit.
Thank you.
You better write that down. You better listen to the replay and write that down. That's a great bit.
All right. Somebody give me a pen.
Scan their VIN number.
No,
that's a metaphor.
You need to know who's been an offender bender, who's been rear-ended. Yeah.
How many times?
Yeah,
you better write that down and use that.
Take them into the bathroom and scrub them down really good. I mean, what are you going to... You don't need the whole
People
history.
People fucking lie.
I know they do.
Well, then you know what? He should have lied. Oh, no, I'll go down on you. Wait till she fucking forgets about it.
She'll forget about it. Would you forget about blowjobs?
Listen, this guy's fucking rich.
Yeah.
She's probably got a side piece.
I guess. I don't know. But, I mean, this is how these people live. I'm talking about, like, normal people who don't have a side piece.
Well, everybody
piece
wants
a...
to suck my dick. I mean, that's just normal. I mean, even scammers can't control themselves. They want to release on my head.
I don't hear Joe saying no.
Exactly. I'm my king. Everybody wants to suck the king's dick.
My rotations are coming up.
God. Is that a metaphor?
No, you need to know how many times somebody's been on the lift, how many times people have looked under the hood. That's what Carfax is for. It's fuck facts.
Fuck facts. He needs my pen again.
I need your pen. Look at that. All right, I'll try this. I'll try this on tomorrow night at Broadway Comedy Club.
Look at this. He's workshopping.
I most certainly am glad this show is good for something. Listen, I mean, it's off-putting, but if you love somebody, you can always convince them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But if you can't, you're not going to not go out with them.
No, but I'm just saying, what this, and he some was people, so adamant some, about, oh, I'm getting mine, though.
Some people will never have anal. Some people never have anal. Some people will never have, all right, Pip will never have anal.
No,
which is surprising, because her ass has so much to offer.
It's a treasure trove.
But that's your thing. But say Mr. Helix really loves anal.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Right, but should he just get rid of you, or should he, you know, Cosby you? You know, we have options.
Yeah, well, I do really like lattes.
You know, it's good enough for the DA, it's good enough for you.
What's floating around in the top of the latte, I don't necessarily
Listen,
know.
If you love somebody, or you really like somebody, if you're starting to date them, you know, it's like somebody who says, well, I'm never going to have kids. You assume they're going to fall in love with you enough that, you know, if you're a woman, that your cho-cha is going to fucking be a magnet to their fucking tongue and lips, and it's going to fucking draw them in. You just assume that. Eventually, they are not going to be able to resist. That's what you assume.
It's like a high-powered cho-cha. Magnet.
What is it? It sounds like the guy that drives off your car at the car wash.
Yes.
Maybe that's where I got it from.
Yes. Yeah. Cho-cha, there's still some, like, spots on the windows.
Yeah, right.
No, I mean, you assume that somebody will change.
I guess you do, but it's like one of the things is that when you're dating somebody and they're giving you, like, they're telling you, really, if you listen carefully, they're telling you who they are. If they say they don't want to have kids, they're not going to have kids with you later.
Well, I mean, they might. Or you have kids with somebody else.
It's not that easy.
Sure it is. A woman spreads her legs, you fucking plant your seed, you move on. That's the way shit works.
Oh, thanks for explaining that.
You're a lion.
I'd like to be. Although lying probably will help if that's your life strategy. I'm not going to lie.
I'm just saying that you're going to get married to somebody. You want to know what the whole deal is.
So here's what's very upsetting. Mr. Helix must lick your lips, but you will not take the torpedo in the bunghole. This is some bullshit right here. We have some inequality.
But he doesn't want that.
But if he did, you're saying, no, the area's closed. There's been enough accidents over there.
Yeah. Well, but it's true. I would give full disclosure. And if he decides that's a game changer, there's nothing I can do about it.
But see, but you're getting upset with DJ Khaled.
No.
But you have your rules, too.
No, I don't say, look, I'm putting a strap on and I'm banging you in the butthole, but
isolate that.
but I
it's Bunghole Friday.
Bunghole Friday.
Wait a minute. Ass Play Tuesday, Bunghole Friday. My week is all sewn up.
Unlike your ass.
No, that's a mess. I just looked down in the chat and I saw it's Ass Play Tuesday.
It is Ass Play Tuesday.
But I'm saying, no, it's not. It's Ben. It's Bunghole Friday, it says.
Are you typing it or somebody else?
It's him.
Oh.
It's me.
Yeah.
In the home game.
It's the home game. Everyone can play. But there are certain rules, according to DJ Kelly.
I mean, it's Kelly. Frustrating. Like, if a woman says she didn't want to suck my dick, I'd be like, you don't know what you're missing. Lots of people have enjoyed it.
And apparently that's when Dan was at the library checking out a book. It has nothing to do with it.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
He threw himself on his own sword.
I know. Well, I try to convince them to throw themselves on my sword. You know, I think I'm convincing. Listen, not for now. It's lovely. It's a good size. It's not too much to hurt you. But, you know, it's not so little where you have to go hunting. It's a comfortable cock. You're going to enjoy it. Ease into it. Kiss it. Kiss it. And you got to sell it.
There you go. Well, that's the thing. Is
well, look, he's looking at you. Look, that's his good eye.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's his good eye.
Sure.
Ah, it's Pirate Wednesday.
And you as a woman have to do the thing. Listen, honey, I get it, but you know what? It really wants you. Look at the kitty. Look at the kitty. Just for you. For you. Give it a little kiss. Look, she shaved.
Funny.
Oh, my God.
She's waiting. Look at the little man on the boat. Don't you want to see the little man on the boat? I bet we could drown him. Come on, let's drown him. Let's get that little man wet. Oh, he needs a slicker. Come on, honey. I mean, come on. What do I got to do? Do I got to get everybody fucking foreplay? Is that my job?
Yes.
Slicker, thanks for getting us all aroused, Grandpa.
Sorry, Joe. Unhand your cock.
Get those scarves off of that. That's going to make a mess. That's not a sock.
So, you know, everybody's got their own rules.
I know they do. It just annoyed me that he was like, you have to, but I, for me.
Well, I think everybody should suck my dick. Doesn't mean I want to go down on everybody.
Ew, yeah. Have you seen people?
What do you mean?
Most people?
So you're saying people shouldn't have to go down on them?
Well, not unless you're in love with them.
Yeah, even if you're in love, you know when somebody's gross.
Well, I'm just saying.
There's only so much fooling yourself. You can be. Listen, I'm dating a hose beast. I know, but she's got bennies. You fucking understand.
Look, fresh out of the shower, all.
Stop trying to be so fucking romantic about this shit.
Yeah, why would we be. Stop being romantic about sex. There's a place for that.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a place for that, and it's clearly not in your marriage.
Right!
Oh my God. Joe's girl is dying. She's like, oh my God, foreplay with David. That's what.
But Joe's girl, I'm a team player.
This section is called.
What? Foreplay with Davin?
Foreplay with Davin.
I like Mr. Helix Nose Box better.
No!
Foreplay with Davin. That'll get him aroused.
Oh, God.
Now listen, I mean, how am I to set rules for other people?
No, I well,
go on the show.
All right, Joe, you must go down on Joe's girl. You're welcome, Joe's girl.
You're welcome.
Since I'm making rules, I'm making Joe's girl happy.
Thank you. I think that was a very nice gesture.
I'm a team player. And Joe, you can't have your dick sucked. No, not at all.
All right, this has gone down quite a bit.
Joe could have had his dick sucked if he would have showed up to his gig on Saturday. But since he didn't go to work, he doesn't get rewards.
Wait, what? Who was going to do that on Saturday?
Well, I'm assuming if he didn't stop by the compound, there would have been somebody interested.
No.
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 It's
don't get
Saturday.
In trouble. Stop it.
No. Well, I meant her.
Oh, okay.
Who do you,
I don't know.
Trust me. Even I can't sell a line of people waiting to blow Joe. I could sell a lot of things. Even I can't fucking sell that illusion. That's not where I was going with it, all right?
I don't believe in that. Like Facebook.
Yeah, a line of women looking to blow Joe is like making phone calls on Facebook. It can't happen.
Imagine.
I don't believe it. It's not true.
Oh, my God.
All right, so have we solved your problems?
No, but I feel so much better somehow.
So listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to date Pip, you're going to have to go down. You're going to have to spread those meat curtains. Fucking just tongue her, tongue the pink spot. Really get in there. Treat it right.
I'm not
She'll treat
for
you
sale.
Right. No, you can rent there.
There you go.
So listen, basically, date one. That's the fucking test. It's dinner and conolingus.
No. Date.
Just conilingus?
No, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how every date should start.
You know what? Because you want to know what you're getting into.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely got to take it for a ride.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
I mean, I don't take cars out for a dinner.
I got to tell you, enough
test
with
drive.
I got enough with morals. Got no use for them. No use. No use.
God.
Fucking go down on everybody you see. The teller at the bank. You won't get charged fees. I'm just fucking telling you people. Collection agent calls. Go, how'd you like to come over and let me suck you off? I'm telling you, you make friends. That's I bring people together.
Hello, bank. Yeah, it's a Pip. Hey, that bounce check fee, you waved it? Yes, you allowed us to blow our sauce on your face. So we're waving that.
Thanks.
Why does everything sound like food with him? Sauce.
Yeah. Sauce.
How many calories is that? That's not on Weight Watchers. That's 13 points. Tastes like pickles. All right.
Pickles.
Why not?
Okay.
Tzatziki. It's a Middle Eastern guy blowing his load. It's like,
oh my God, get the pita ready.
Is this halal? No, it's Hillel.
Funny.
Thank you. All right. So what do we call in this segment?
Foreplay with so many things. You'll see.
All right. Well, hopefully DJ Khaled was listening. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook, yes, it exists, by searching Tower of Energy, LLC, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC. Joe.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we got anything coming up yet?
Yeah, we will someday.
All right, keep posted. It'll be a great show when it happens. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com, and you deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Pip, where will Mr. Helix be where he will not be wrapped around you?
Well, you know what? He has to take a break, and so he goes to HudsonRiverRadio.com, where he is the afternoon drive, 3 to 6. It's a great show. He plays a lot of good music, and I'm not saying that just because he's my mister. I'm saying that because...
He knows on box.
Funny.
Well, there's that. But there's also...
I'm never going to be able to look at him the same.
No one will. I'm so sorry, honey.
No, Mr. Helix, you cannot kiss me hello. I know where your mouth has been.
Has he been kissing you hello lately?
He does. Very European.
No, you know, yeah.
Me and him are Macron and Trump. It's very affectionate.
I see that.
That's when Trump takes his balls out of Macron's mouth.
I didn't realize it had that exit strategy sound.
It is an exit strategy.
Anything you say, Monsieur Trump.
Oh, my God. I think I was done. I'm done now.
You're finished.
Oh, my God.
All right. Is that good?
Yeah.
You good? Joe, I need to know where you're going to be this weekend in case somebody calls looking for you.
All right. Good. You'll need to be on guard. We're doing a really nice show on Friday. Joe Capella is a comic on the island. He's a really good dude. His wife has been very, very sick. So we're going to be doing a fundraiser this Friday. It's going to be at the American Legion Hall, Post 155. It's going to be 115 Church Street in Ronkonkoma. It's going to be 8 o'clock seating, 9 o'clock show. A lot of guys are going to be in this show. We're trying to do the right thing and help her out. For reservations, it's 631-585-1687.
All right. Tomorrow night, May 9th, I'll be in New York, New York on the 11 p.m. show at the Broadway Comedy Club. Maybe I'll try out my new Fuck Facts joke over there.
There you go.
for tickets, call 212-757-2323. That is where I shall be tomorrow night. Got the weekend off. All right. Thank you guys for hanging out. It was a fun show tonight. Learned a lot of things. None of it useful.
Oh, that's great.
But, you know.